This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi yesterday. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI card holders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI card holder. He said that a revamped OCI portal with an updated user interface has been launched to simplify the registration process for overseas citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also lauded the launch of the new OCI portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that enhanced features and improved functionality, the new portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. Government e-marketplace GeM has emerged as one of the world's largest and most efficient public e-procurement platforms, setting new benchmarks in accessibility and affordability. The Chief Executive Officer of GeM, Mihir Kumar, said this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the occasion of 8th Incorporation Day of GeM yesterday. Mr. Kumar added that GeM has onboarded over 10 lakh micro, small and medium enterprises, 1.3 lakh artisans and weavers, 1.84 lakh women entrepreneurs and 31,000 startups. Senior Nationalist Congress Party NCP leader Chhagan Bhujbal will be inducted into Maharashtra Cabinet today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer him the oath of office and secrecy at 10 a.m. at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai. Our correspondent reports that Bhujbal could be given the Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Protection Ministry, a department that he had handled earlier. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he has good discussions with his US counterpart Howard William Lutnick towards expediting the first tranche of India-US bilateral trade agreement. The talks come against the backdrop of both countries exploring the possibility of an interim trade arrangement in goods ahead of finalizing the first phase of trade agreement by October this year. Mr. Goyal is leading the team of senior Indian officials to Washington for discussions from 17th of May with their US counterparts on the trade agreement. US President Donald Trump has announced that Russia and Ukraine will begin direct negotiations for a ceasefire and a possible end to the war following a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump said the conversation was positive and both sides are ready to talk. President Putin confirmed that Moscow is prepared to work with Ukraine on a potential peace agreement, stating that the talks are on the right track. The ongoing Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand is witnessing an overwhelming influx of pilgrims. Since the sacred pilgrimage began on 30th of last month, over 1 million devotees have visited the holy shrines of Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangotri and Yamunotri within just 20 days. The inaugural edition of Khelo India Beach Games began at Gokhala Beach in Diu last evening. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya formally declared the games open at a colourful ceremony. The opening ceremony showcased India's rich diversity through traditional dance forms. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandaviya reiterated India's commitment to become a sporting superpower by 2047.
नया भारत का नवयुवान आज फिट इंडिया के द्वारा फिट इंडिया के माध्यम से वो फिट रहने की कोशिश कर रहा है स्पोर्ट्स को जीवन मंत्र बना रहा है वो खेलता भी है वो खिलता भी है और इसलिए अब अंतर्राष्ट्रीय खेलों में आज हमारे नौजवान युवा एथलीट भारत का तिरंगा झंडा लेके चीना तान के मैदान में उतरते हैं मेडल लाते हैं
In the Indian Premier League 2025 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have been eliminated from playoffs race as they lost to Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets in Lucknow last night. Today, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.